are listening to the Project Weight Loss Podcast, where your best life is just one project away. And now, your host and life coach, Fina Perez.
Hello, my dear friends. Hope you are amazing. As promised, I wanted to give you three of the rules that have really served me on my weight loss journey, and that I believe can really serve you as well. So we talked about the 90-second rule, the rule to engage your project weight loss. And I love that rule. Then last week, we spoke about the versatile and incredible 24-hour rule that helps us to stay on plan and leads us to so much success if we can delay that gratification or practice mindfulness for 24 hours. And of course, so much more in that episode. And today, the other rule that I wanted to speak to, it's a bit more serious and a more important rule in my mind. And that is Project You. And that means to me that on our journey, we must have a positive self-image. That's because self-confidence is important, really important to our Project Weight Loss. So the buck stops here for me as it relates to how we talk to ourselves. And trust me, it was not easy for me and certainly not intuitive. You would think, right, that it would be. Well, it wasn't for me. In any case, I love these rules. But before unpacking this week, I wanted to share that I have been getting so much love from my friends, receiving cards and great messages. It's amazing how wonderful this week was in that sense. I drove to Oregon again with my honey and got to see my sister, which was for me a treat, always a treat to see her. I love and I really look forward to our coffee breaks with my honey and my sister. We work a lot. I work a lot of hours and to take a break with my adult friends is just fantastic. I also have been coaching, and I have to say, I really, really love my clients. They're exceptional to me. So shout out to them for showing up for themselves. I really have been enjoying my coaching sessions these last few weeks. So to one of my favorite rules, now let's move forward with this episode. And that is the self-confidence rule. And it's a rule that I instituted for myself not too long ago, actually, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago or so. And this rule really says, I will have my own back through the practice of having self-confidence. And self-confidence, what it is, it's a feeling of trust in your abilities. So it's this thought that you have certain qualities and you trust in those qualities. You trust in who you are and the judgment behind that. So having the self-confidence is having that judgment to say you're good. You're really, really good. And trusting that you can get yourself to do the things that you need to do. Trusting that you have the qualities and character that's needed for what you want to do. And in that process, like I said, having a positive self-judgment. And this is where it gets tricky at times because our brains, our lovely brains love to compare and contrast, right? So this to me is why this rule is a must on our Project Weight Loss journey. You know, the way that I see it is that in today's fast-paced world, it's so easy to fall into the trap of self-criticism and negativity. We so often judge ourselves based on our past actions or the opinions of others. And by doing this, we allow external factors or we allow fears to dictate our self-worth, to dictate who we think we are. We compare ourselves to others, seeing others as together, as successful, as they're happy, they're confident. And well, you plug in the rest, they're different than us. They're special somehow. And we're not. We are less than perfect. But what if I told you that you have the power to break free from these thoughts, from these perspectives? And to me, these perspectives are really what they are in their essence, are limiting thoughts. That's right. And so the rule of self-confidence is deciding to have a good, positive relationship with yourself and that this relationship is within your grasp. You can take the belief on, just like you decide to buy yourself a hat or a pair of shoes, you can put it on too. You see, our thoughts and beliefs shape our actions and emotions. And so by consciously deciding to view yourself in a positive light, we can then transform. You can transform your lives and achieve the goals that you want. Achieve your project weight loss. Whether they're related to work, whether they're related to weight, whether they're related to any other aspect of your life. In order to do this, it really starts with an understanding of the importance of this rule for our projects. And as managers, we often face challenges and setbacks that can really shake our confidence. But when we nurture a positive relationship with ourselves, we can approach whatever obstacle we are facing with resilience and determination. So instead of dwelling on our past mistakes or dwelling on a fear of failing, we can focus on our strengths and capabilities. And this leads teams or leads any group or can lead you with confidence and grace. So I tell you straight up, we're not allowed to use our past against us. It's not okay. And it's definitely not useful. And I love this thought that my past served me to make me who I am today. I have been at my healthy weight for years now, and I feel great because I have applied this rule, this principle to my project weight loss. And you know, so many of us struggle or have struggled with body image issues and unhealthy habits. And these are often fueled by negative self-talk and also by comparison to others. And we so often say we don't compare ourselves to others, but we do. And so what I like is to embrace this concept of self-love and self-acceptance so that we can move towards where we want to go, right? This journey of self-improvement rooted in compassion and kindness. And so rather than punishing ourselves with strict diets or unrealistic expectations, we can adopt sustainable habits that nourish both our bodies and our minds. You see, the rule of self-love is in essence a blueprint for success for our project weight loss. If we commit to this blueprint, this rule, well, then we're using our highest brain, the highest level desires to unlock our true potential, to unlock what is possible for you. So I ask you now, what are your possibilities in your project weight loss? Do you even know what those are? Have you thought about that? Do you have a number, a size, a particular goal, something outlandish? You know, I think about it in the past. I always thought, well, if I can get to just a few less pounds. And at one point when I committed and I decided, I said, no, I'm going to go where I want to. I want to be this size. And I told myself I'm going to be this size. And guess what? It was impossible for me at that moment. And yet I told myself I can do this. And I did. And I got to that impossible goal. And I got there because I asked myself, what's possible for me? And so I ask you now, what are your possibilities in your project weight loss? Do you have a number, a size, or a particular goal? Maybe it's not related to weight loss at all. What is possible for you? And just be aware of how your brain wants to show you your past history, right? Our brains want to go to the past and say, well, you didn't do it before. Or they want to say what's possible. Or the comparisons kick in, right? Well, that person can do it, but that's not me. I don't know if I can do that. Or I don't like that particular aspect of it. So right away, our lower brain wants to give us all the reasons why we can't. But I say, decide that you are beautiful inside and out. Decide that you can move into the person you want to be, doing the things your future self wants you to do. And you know what? Feel your emotions in the process, right? During this whole time, know what you're feeling. Know what your emotions are. And so when answering the call, what is possible for you? You see, our emotions are drivers to ourselves. And I personally will not apologize for my feelings, but I will also not be stopped by them either. Meaning I can have fear and still act in my best interest. I can make mistakes and feel the feelings of shame, but they will not stop me from believing in myself, for trusting myself, and above all, for loving myself. It's like Julie Andrews sings in The Sound of Music. I really love that movie, by the way. She sings, "I have confidence in me." And I love that so much. I love her singing, and I love the way that she goes about that song. She talks, she breaks it down and why she has confidence in herself, right? And I love that. And so please, please hear me. Please have confidence in you. And you know, I want to also add that some will say that it's arrogant to love yourself so much. But you see, arrogance to me is very different. It's believing you are better somehow than someone else, that you know more, that you have reasons to have a leg up. That to me is arrogance. And really, for me, many times I think that it's rooted in a lack of self-confidence. So this is my personal opinion. Arrogant has to put someone else down so we can feel better. And that to me is not self-confidence. Self-confidence says, I'm great and so are you. I'm human and so are you. I have faults and so do you. And so the relationship you have with yourself sets the tone for every other relationship in your life. By prioritizing self-love and positivity, you not only enhance your own well-being, but you also inspire others to do the same. It's not selfish or arrogant, because you can't give truly or love greatly without first going inside and trusting and loving yourself. You can't pour from an empty cup. And I offer that this rule does many things, but primarily I think it does three things that helps us. It helps us to live into our possibilities. So it helps you to live into your possibilities. It helps you achieve greater things, and it helps you act, which is huge when you feel like you're not motivated to do so. And you have to overcome your primitive brain, right? That wants to keep you in fear and safety, hiding in the cave. Remember, you need water and nourishment and involvement, right? You need to evolve. So you have to say, to that primitive brain and train yourself to love your humanity and yes, love your higher brain. Things still happen, but you're better equipped for all what life offers us. So what do I like to do to help me get there? And so I'm going to share some strategies that I do or that you could do, right? Wink at yourself in the mirror every once in a while. Say thank you to someone who pays you a compliment instead of frowning or diminishing yourself. Dress up, brush your hair, brush your teeth. Like Jillian told Sally, brush your goddamn teeth. I remember the movie Practical Magic. I love Sandra Bullock. Let me share this piece in the movie really quick because it's fun and I love the way they interact. It's two sisters, Sally played by Sandra and Jillian played by Nicole Kidman. And so Sally has lost her husband and is grieving, but she had two little girls that she had to take care of, and she wasn't showing up for them because she was really lying in self-pity and grief. And it's understandable, of course, but there was no real sense of self for her. She was lost. So Jillian, played by Nicole Kidman, her sister, comes back home because she senses this in Sally. And so she comes home to be with Sally. And in this scene that I want to reference, Jillian is laying down beside her in bed. And this, of course, after she's heard all the great stories of Sally's husband who had passed. And then in the early morning, the early dawn, she knows Sally's ready to hear her. And so she tells her to get up and take care of herself and take care of her little girls in no uncertain words. And I love this part of the movie because she specifically tells her, well, you'll never forgive yourself unless you get up and you get dressed and you brush your goddamn teeth because your breath stinks and you take care of those little girls. And then Sally falls asleep, and when she wakes, Jillian is gone and her daughters get up to go to school and Sally gets up too. You see, we have to play the part to start moving in the action and direction we want. So plan. Use your future self to motivate you. Tell yourself to get up, Get dressed, put a smile on, and get going. Do the things that your future self wants you to do, or do the things that your higher brain knows you can do. And when the mirror looks back at you, wink or blow a kiss. Acknowledge your awesomeness, your humanness. So as we wrap up today's episode, I'd like to leave you with a quote from the renowned author and motivational speaker, Louis Hay, who said, "You have been criticizing yourself for years and it hasn't worked. Try approving of yourself and see what happens." So my dear friends, let's make a conscious decision today to approve of ourselves, to love ourselves unconditionally, and to cultivate a positive self-confidence, a positive relationship that fuels our success in every aspect of life. I love you so much. And this rule is to have self-confidence in you. Have a great week.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you're ready to achieve your weight loss goal and grow into your most authentic and amazing self along the way, check out our website at projectweightloss.org. See you there.